It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
High school basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
Actually, it's featuring Ed Lulley and Steve Nibbs with Bob Dacey back in the studio. Welcome, everybody. We're here at Xfinity Stadium in College Park. Beautiful facility, and we're watching the warm-ups right now between the Lake Clifton Lakers and the Oakdale Bears. And this is a big game. I don't know any other way to put it.
It's 3A, the 2A state semifinal matchup, and you got two outstanding teams. Oakdale coming in with a 20-plus game-winning streak. Their last and one and only loss came back in early December, and they've been on a roll ever since and just ready to go. Terry Connolly has an outstanding ball club for sure, led by Colin Schley, and we'll see what they can do. They got a very athletic team they're facing tonight in Lake Clifton. Some size.
You're not kidding when you say some size.
You know, they have two kids come off the bench. They're 6'7", 6'9", and they have a 6'7", 6'4", and 6'3", that start. So,
not to mention their coach.
He was an outstanding player at Syracuse, Herman Harried, and he was an outstanding player up there at Syracuse in the early 80s, and he's been at Lake Clifton now for about 16 years. And has won over 400 ball games and has three state titles to his credit.
Now, Oakdale has a better record than they do. They've only lost one game. The Lakers have lost four games. They're 21-4. But I've got to say, as far as size goes, Oakdale's going to have a tough, tough hill to climb.
But they're going to have to really
make
sure.
These guys are really big. They're going to have to play smart, ball control, and I don't know what they're going to do for rebounding, because I don't see how they can out-rebound that team.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know that Coach Conley is a fundamental coach. He has those kids ready to box out, make sure they box out, and do a good job there and make it difficult for the taller Lakers to get over them as far as the rebounds are concerned. But you know they'll be competitive. We'll see who gets off to a quick start. That always can help.
We're just about 25 seconds away from the teams being introduced. We're going to give you the starters. They were given to us by Coach Dean Rose. Point guard, senior, Drew
Gazzario.
Guard, senior, J.P. DeLorenzo. Guard, Colin Schley, Jr. Senior, forward, Noah Polk. And forward, senior, Chase French. And that's the buzzer. The teams are about to be introduced on the field, on the court. Moderately good crowd. You can't really tell because you're in a college environment and we're doing a high school championship game, but a lot of people here from Oakdale.
Oh, you knew that would be right behind us. You got the Conley Crazies, as they're called, right behind us.
And they're wearing T-shirts.
And indeed. So, and Oakdale being the visitors, we introduced first. Starters for the Lakers, Ed will be... number one, Michael Gray's a 5'10 guard. Number two is Stephen Parker, another guard. Number four is Chauncey Smith, a 6'1 guard. Armand Harried, I'm assuming that may be the coach's son, 6'3. Ben Carter, 5'11 guard. And a forwards, Ronald Lucas, 6'7. And Alfonso Barney, the other forward, at 6'4", 230. And then they have Carmen Barney coming off the bench, number 30. He's 6'3". Then they have Kevon Brown, number 32, 6'9", junior. So
I will say this about the demeanor of the Lake Clifton Lakers. They are composed, and they look focused. I mean, look at the coach. He looks like he's getting ready to play.
Well, he's a pretty big man himself at 6'7", so.
He is. And they have just been very, very intense in practice and getting ready, and they look like they're ready to play. I can't say it's not the same for Oakdale, but they don't seem to have that same look. I don't know how to describe it. Of course, they're waiting for their turn to be introduced.
They're right now, they're getting ready to see. They got a huge crowd from Oakdale behind us. You're right, Ed. They'll introduce everybody, and then they'll get the starters.
I couldn't hear them.
Well, who are they introducing? They're introducing the players, the non-starters.
And we can't hear the names clear enough to give them to you. They brought up a bunch of people from JV on both teams, so there are people that we don't have the info on, or we would give it to you. We should be going to the national anthem fairly soon, too. Sorry, Bob's trying to communicate with us back from the studio, and we can't hear him. The crowd may not be huge, but they are very loud.
Colin Schley coming out.
There he comes.
Leading scorer for Oakdale, 21 points a game. Drew Gisorio, point guard, does a great job out front for them.
DiLorenzo,
he had a great game at the CMC championship game.
Number 23, Noah Pope.
He'll have to do well on the boards tonight. Along with Chase French, who will be introduced now.
And they're introducing the coaches coming on, too.
Yeah.
And Jim Summers. And the head coach of Oakdale High School.
And you can hear the crowd. They are just...
Terry's got a nice record, too. This is his eighth year. 151. 151 in... 151 and 51 in 8 years. Not too shabby.
Not bad at all. No. And they're introducing the starters for Lake Clifton.
These are the players that we got prepared as an injured player.
John Carroll.
There's the big boy.
Oh, he is.
He's all of 6'9", that's for sure.
He is. He might even be 7. He's huge. Thin. He's not
very
bulky.
Tall. But, he's got a couple inches on the coach.
He does.
There's the other one.
And here are the starters.
What is he, 6'8"?
He's 6'6 or 6'7", yeah.
I don't know. He looks like he might be as tall as this.
Yeah, he's 6'9 as well.
Yeah, he is.
That's number one. That's Michael Gray. Chauncey Smith, the other guard, number four. Ben Carter.
Number one, the grown man.
At the fourth guard, a 5'11" senior, number two, Stephen
Parker. They go four guards and a forward.
However, having said that, the starters, the lines up. That's a match that I think Oakdale's got the advantage.
Yeah, very true. That's Ronald Lucas, 6'7" starter.
And we're looking forward to what should be a really good game. And now we'll have the national anthem.
And the head coach of Lake Clifton High School.
Fun coming to these games with Mr. Nibs because he knows everybody. He knows the opposing coach. He knows the coach for Oakdale.
With the singing of our national anthem.
And now our national anthem.
This evening we are pleased to have with us Ms. Kimberly Jordan Gaskin from Montgomery County.
who will be offering her rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And she is doing so tonight in memory of Walter Harper, who was the head basketball coach and athletic director at Pink Branch High School, who died suddenly this past year. Miss Gaskins.
In the national anthem. That lady can sing. Lord.
She sure can. Outstanding job.
Outstanding job. And I also like the fact that all the students have decided they're going to sing the national anthem now, too.
Okay, so they've been doing that all year because Oakdale, that's why they do
I know. That's not for the Orioles.
Oh, that's okay.
Because I was thinking all the schools do that.
Yep. But we had.
Now, I know the Orioles haven't been probably worthy, but for a while. But
it was the second Frederick County team in the tournament, and they both have faced a school from Baltimore. Unfortunately, Thomas Johnson lost a hard-fought battle last night, 68-59. But an outstanding season for the Patriots. And now the Bears will square off against Lake Clifton.
And we apologize. We didn't cut back to Bob because we started late. So. Okay, and we have...
Polk will be jumping center for Oakdale. Gathered in by...
And the Lakers have it. Mitchell Gray had it, gave it off to Chauncey Smith. Gray has it again. He kicks it out. And now, it was touched by a Bear and then lost. Fought for it under the basket. Blocked. Great block.
Still no shot.
Still fighting for it. That was a block.
We got a foul. Ronald Lucas in there battling at 6'7". Oakdale in the man-to-man defense. You're going to see probably some nerves early on here, Ed.
Well, I've got some nerves here, too. We've got a number two player that I don't have the name for.
Stephen Parker for Lake Clifton?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Stephen Parker, number two. He's here, but he's not on that.
Yeah, he's not on the,
master list there. Lucas made the first one.
Second shot's high off the back of the rim.
That was Chase French with the rebound. That little backcourt pressure.
Long pass down the court.
At Schley.
Schley takes it, shoots, and it's in.
15-footer, nice.
So Bears 2, Lakers 1, 7:13 left to go in the first period.
That's what you want to see from your top scorer right out of the chute.
Parker brings it down, dishes it off to Martin. Smith, back to Parker on the outside right. He shoots, no. And Colin Schley got the interception.
Steal. Yep, stole the ball.
It's now being brought down the court.
French. Desorio out front with it now.
French again. They're just taking it to the outside, trying to set up a play. The Lakers are in a zone. Three-point shot almost went in. Rebounded by the Bears. Fought under the basket. That's going to be a jump ball.
Yep. That'll be Oakdale's ball.
Chase French has really been fighting down there for the ball, too.
Yes, indeed. Armand Harid is in.
Gets it into Schley, and then stolen. It's stolen.
That was
Michael Gray.
Yep.
Gray has it. Brings it across the timeline. Shoots a three-pointer from the top of the key. In and out. Colin Schley with a rebound. He gets it down the court.
DiLorenzo.
DiLorenzo has it on the outside. Schley has it. He gives it to DiLorenzo again. DiLorenzo pivots, turns, has the ball knocked away. Schley almost goes for a three. Drives the baseline, tries to put it up. It's blocked. French has it again. And now it's a jump ball. No, it's stolen. Now, I'll tell you, he's good. Gray, number one for the Lakers. Number 11 gets it on the outside. Brings it under the basket. Dishes it back out to Parker. Parker has it. Drives the lane, dishes it back out. That's a three-point shot, and good.
That was Armand Harry.
Armand Harry.
He's got a great shot. Got to be the coach's son.
4-2, 5:24 left to go in the first period. DiLorenzo gets it off to French.
DiLorenzo again. To Schley.
Schley, and yeah. Schley is bumped by
Parker. 4-2.
That's not a shooting foul, though.
Nope. That's only the first team foul.
Desario brings it in from the inside. Gives it all the way back to DiLorenzo. DiLorenzo, number 15, crosses the timeline, trying to set a play up. He gets it off to Chase French. French pivots at the top, looks for somebody. Back out to Colin Schley at the top of the key.
It's Polk.
Polk has it. Looking for somebody. Gives it back to French.
Desorio
has it.
Drew Desorio. There he goes.
And he's fouled. Drove the baseline, but there were two Lake Clifton players there.
Drew Desorio.
And that's going to be a shooting foul.
Yeah, he got fouled in the act.
4:39 left to go here in the first period from the Xfinity Center. And the Oakdale Bears are trailing the Lake Clifton Lakers 4-2. Drew looks his first shot, all net. So that brings the Bears within one. Second shot is up. And it's good. It took its while bouncing around before it went through.
Tie ball game.
Parker has it, brings it across the timeline. Chauncey Smith.
Yep.
Got it. Now he dishes in to number 5, drives the baseline, but he's fouled. And that was number 23 on the foul.
That's on Polk.
Noah Polk.
Yep. And Ben Carter was the one that fouled.
And he'll be at the
two team
fouls be shooting
for each team.
First shot's no good. Bounces off the front of the rim. It was short. second shot. You know, right now with the starting lineup, it's Oakdale that has a size advantage. Second shot's up, all net. So that makes it 5-4 Lakers with 4:23 left to go here in the first period at the Xfinity Center.
DeJorio, good ball handler for Oakdale. DeJorio.
Got it to Schley. Polk had it for a second. DeJorio brings it back out.
DiLorenzo looking.
Kicks it back out to DeJorio. They're having a tough time getting final
somebody. 7 seconds left. They better get a shot off here soon.
4 seconds. And a shot. And
oh,
it's good.
My, what a shot by Drew DeJorio. Wow.
That was tremendous.
Stop and pop on the baseline.
Bears 6, Lakers 5.
That was Oakdale with 3 seconds left at the shot.
Yeah,
time.
That was. I got to get this done.
Stop and pop.
Gray brings it down, a long shot by Amon Harrod, and they're saying that's a foul.
No, knocked out by Oakdale.
Well, you can hear the Oakdale fans are here in force behind us.
Yeah, Musa Crawford in now for Oakdale.
Amon Harrod gets it into Saunders. Excuse me, Parker. Parks to get back to Michael Gray, number one. Michael Gray stops and pops and shoots. No good. Rebounded by Armin again. Armin Harrod. He's trapped in the corner. Finally get it back out. Parker has it back, sets it up again. They're going to try to set it. He sets Gray in motion under the basket. Drives to the top of the key. Still looking for something. Still dribbling. Nothing's there. He traveled. He lost his balance. Oakdale was doing a great job of defense, and that was it. Chase French is now bringing the ball in. Drew DeJorio has it. He's bringing it across the timeline. He sets it up.
It's Musa Crawford.
Crawford just came in a minute ago, and he is blocked. That was close. He went up, but the ball was blocked by, who was that? Carter Benjamin. Yep. Benjamin Carter, excuse me.
Number 11 now, Kevin Harrison for the Bears.
DeJorio is going to be bringing it in. He's looking for somebody. Boy, they better bring it in quick. He gets it to Schley. Schley dribbles to the outside. Closely guarded by Gray.
Parker's on the DeJorio.
Kick it to DeJorio again. He gets it to Colin Schley at the top of the key. Schley shoots a three-pointer air ball.
And the shot clock went off.
He had to shoot it.
Yep. Ronald Lucas back in for the Lakers.
Still 2:21 left to go here in the first period. It's Bears 6, Lakers 5.
As you can see, still getting accustomed to this court. Both teams being in a state semi-game. Big arena.
A little nerves.
Yes,
Armin Harry brings it down. Excuse me, Gray has it, drives the line, shoots, blocked, and it's rebounded by
Kevin Harris.
And Harris takes it across to Schley.
That's DeLorenzo.
They get to the outside. Schley's shooting for a three-pointer, and that's all net. Bears 9, Lakers 5. And I'll make you a prediction. If the Bears get a rebound here, another score, there's going to be a timeout. Okay, they get it back to Armin Harrod. Harrod has it at the top of the key. He dishes it back to Michael Gray. Shot, no good. Gray shoots the rebound and makes it.
Yeah, Michael got the rebound. Michael Gray, great job in positioning there.
Lakers 7, Bears 9.
DeJorio
is out at the top of the key setting up a play. He's talking to DeLorenzo. Long shot. Ooh. Oh! Three-pointer. Who was that?
J.P. DeLorenzo.
Wow.
Outstanding shot.
12-7.
They get hot with the threes. Boy, that's going to be something.
It is. Defense! And now the Lakers have it. The outside, Gray dishes it in to number 10. Dishes it back out to Armand Harrod. Oh, boy, that was a great job by Schley grabbing the rebound and keeping his ball inbound.
Stole the ball, knocked it out, and saved it from going out.
So with the lead, down to 38 seconds left to go here in the first period, leading 12-7. And
get the ball
back out to Colin Schley. Desario has it, and he pops and shoots. No good. Rebounded by Colin.
Knocked out by Slake Clifton, so it'll be Oakdale ball.
Schley's going to be inbounding it. Isaiah Thomas just came in for Oakdale. Oh, nice shot. They got it in over. Nice pressure. Long shot by Schley. No good. That would have been a three-pointer. Rebounded by Harry. Armand crosses the timeline. Drives. Gets it off to the outside. Time's running out. Long three-pointer. No good.
Boy.
Michael Gray with great rebound. However...
And he's only 5'10", and he got up in there with the trees. That was unbelievable.
Colin Schley got the rebound, and as time expired, shot a three-quarters of the court shot, which wasn't that far away. At the end of the first period of play, it's the Lakers 7, the Bears 12. You're listening to Live High School Football. Excuse me, I knew I was going to do that. Live High School Basketball here on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lilly, Steve Nibbs, we're here at the Xfinity Center where the Oakdale Bears begin the second period of play, leading the Lakers, the Lake Clifton Lakers, 12-7. And now for the Lakers, Benjamin Carter brings it in right next to us. It goes to Parker. Parker dishes it back out. It's back to Harris. And stolen again. Colin Schley got his hand in there on it. DiLorenzo brings it across. Desario has it way outside. And then driving the lane and shooting and in. What a play.
What a scoop shoot shot there by J.P. DiLorenzo.
Great drive. Nice underhand shot and it's in. 14-7 with 7:26 left to go in the first period. Parker has it at the outside.
Oakdale and up.
Dishes it off to Martin. Tried to shoot, no good. J.P. DiLorenzo takes it, gives it to Colin Schley, shoots to the outside, no good. Number 11, Armand Harry, you think the son of the coach, shoots, no good. A lot of body contact going down there, and finally a foul. And I think that foul is going to be on Drew Desario.
Yep. That's the,
and that's his first.
And the third, team third.
Shooting at the line, Chauncey Smith. First shot all good. That makes it 8-14.
Michael Gray back in for Lake Clifton. Ben Carter has a seat.
Shoots the second shot, and that's good too, making it 9-14. Bears have the ball. Drew Desario bringing it up, getting up to the timeline, crossing the timeline, being guarded by Parker. Dishes it across to Noah Polk, gets it back to Desario. Colin Schley has it, pops at the top of the key, and he was fouled in the act of shooting. So he's going to go to the foul line for this. Who was the foul on?
Armand Harried. Harried.
Is that Harried? Is that his first or second?
That's his first. So that's so each team has three. Armand Harried.
Colin Schley at the foul line. First is all net. That makes it 15-9, Bears. And now he's going to get his second shot. And that's all net. 16-9 with 6:40 left to go in the first half. Parker for the Lake Clifton Lakers brings it across the timeline, trying to set a play up. Gets it to Gray. Gray is bumped by Drew Desario.
That's his second.
Not a shooting foul.
It's five for Oakdale. Musa Crawford coming in for him.
And Armon Harid, is that right? Harid. Harid is going to be inbounding it. He gets it to Parker. Parker gets it outside, looking for somebody, drives the baseline, and he's fouled.
DiLorenzo.
And that's going to be, on Chase Jake, French. Right?
I think it's J.P. DiLorenzo.
Was it?
Yeah.
And Steve nails it.
So that's I think that's six.
Parker shooting from the foul line. All net. First shot's good. Makes it 10 to 16. Second shot's all net. 11 to 16. 5-point lead for the Bears. Colin Schley has it. Guarded by Gray. Comes across the timeline. Low dribble, drives the baseline, brings it up, and is
blocked,
fouled, and shoots on his own rebound.
Fouled a shot right there and put it back in.
Oh, man, that was a great play. 18 to 11 with 6:05 in the first half. Michael Gray has it for the Lakers. Stops, shoots. Oh, good, almost a three-pointer. But that's only two. Colin Schley has it now. 13 to 18, 5:52 left to go in the first half. Colin Schley taking his time now. Boy, he gets low when he dribbles.
Yep.
Drives the baseline, kicks it back out.
That's Polk.
Polk has it, kicks it back out again.
Musa Crawford.
No good, rebounded. And there's a foul. Rebounded by Chase French.
As I mentioned earlier, Ed, Oakdale was going to have to make sure they get position on the boards, and they're doing exactly that because they're getting that second and third opportunity. Yeah.
And I knocked on Woods. We don't want to jinx them. And
Chase French at the line.
First shot is good, making it 19 to 13. French takes his second shot, and it's all net. 20 to 13.
7-point lead.
Parker brings it across the timeline, sits back, tries to set a play up, gets it down to the corner, shot by Armin Harry, but he's hit from, I think, the three-point line. That could be a three-point shot. Coach Connolly's not happy with that.
That's team foul six. That was on Schley.
That was on Schley?
Yep.
I didn't even see Schley in the vicinity. I'm kind of confused how that happened.
He was there. He got him on the forearm. So Armon Harid. No good.
No good. First shot. And Schley's going to take a seat. That's his second foul, I believe.
Yeah, Coach Guy. Don't want to take a chance.
Yes, second foul.
Yep. Don't want to take a chance.
No good. In and out.
He has 9 points at this time.
Noah Polk brings it across. Gets it to Drew Cesario. He gets it off to J.P. DiLorenzo. French shoots it from the outside. That's a three, isn't it?
That was Polk.
That was Polk for a three. Excuse me.
10-point lead.
23-13.
Boy, what a difference.
4:55.
What a difference 3 points make.
Oh, yeah. Gray shoots it. He nails a three-pointer from about 4 feet outside of the line. It was all
net. There's an answer for you.
Now 16-23. And there, Drew Cesario gets it on the outside. Gets it back into J.P. DiLorenzo. DiLorenzo shoots a three. No good. Rebounded by Gray. And Gray knocks a Oakdale player down. They were
nice
both moving. And
wow, what a pass by Gray. And it couldn't be handled by...
No. Is that Benjamin?
That was Ben Carter. Boy, what a pass.
Benjamin Carter.
Wow. He threaded a needle on that one. Just a little too hard.
Just a little too hard.
Drew Cesario calling out the play here. We'll see what...
Cesario brings it down. Polk has it. Gets it off to Drew. He's trapped. Gets it to...
And foul. DiLorenzo.
And DiLorenzo lays it up and gets fouled in the act of shooting, so that could be a three-point play. 3:59 left to go in the first period. Bears 25, Lakers 16. Oakdale makes this, they'd be back in a 10-point lead again. And he does, all net.
8 points for DiLorenzo.
Benjamin Carter gets it to Parker. Parker crosses the timeline trying to set a play up. Parker drives, spins off, gives it to Hareed. Hareed spins it in for 2 points. That makes it 18-26 with 3:39 left to go in the first half. Drew Cesario drives the baseline, fishes it, and gets it into Crawford.
Back to 10.
28-18. 3:23 left to go. Gray brings it across, almost picks his dribble up, now gets it to Hareed. Hareed starts to drive it, and what a pass. A no-look pass to Gray, and Gray scores. 2 points. 3:06 left to go in the first half. And it will be out of bounds, and it's
Schley back in. Polk takes a seat.
And it's going to be Benjamin Carter with the Lakers bringing in. He gives it to Gray. Gray's bringing it across the timeline. Looks over at Hareed. Hareed crosses the top of the key. Gray drives, dishes it back out to the outside. Hareed has it. Now he gets it back off to Benjamin Carter, who dishes it off the backboard and gets it in.
Down to
so
six.
That's now 28-22. Lakers have, as you said, Steve, closed within six.
4-0 run here by the Lakers. They need, if they want
to. Drew Cesario gets it back off to J.P. DiLorenzo.
Clifton, Blake Clifton in the zone. Nice pass to Crawford. Blocked.
Oh, that was Carter. A great block. I thought a foul, but no. Carter drives the baseline, loses control.
Cesario steals it back.
Yeah, what a great play. Cesario gets it to the outside. Colin Schley shooting for
a three.
No good. And Benjamin Carter for the Lakers goes to shoot, gets it in. Schley tried to block it, but couldn't. So it's now a four-point game. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. You should live by the three, die by the three.
Blake Clifton back into his zone. That's kind of
J.P. DiLorenzo taking a look at it. He gets it back to Drew Cesario, gets it back to DiLorenzo.
Stolen.
And stolen. And down the...
Gray.
Gray has it. Long pass. He shoots, and that's good. It's a two-point game.
Boy,
26-28 with 1:29 left to go. I'm kind of surprised nobody called a timeout there.
Momentum really switched now.
It has.
8-0 run.
To Cesario. Cesario gets it back off to J.P. DiLorenzo. He gets it to Schley in the right-hand corner. Klee starts to drive, picks up his dribble across the court to J.P. DiLorenzo, who tries to shoot, gets it up, no good. Rebounding fought for. And Drew, tries to get it in. Whoa. Lots of passing, lots of blocking. Finally.
Pick the fouls on Hareed.
Chase French has it. And I think he got fouled as he went to shoot.
And that's his third, I think. Yep, that's his third.
So he's going to be taking a seat.
Yep. 16 fouls for each.
54.1 seconds. Got kind of frantic in the last few seconds there.
French with the good.
First shot's good. Makes it back to a three-point lead again for the Bears.
Isaiah Thomas now back in for Oakdale. Well, Lucas in for
and Noah Polk's back in too.
French now getting the second shot.
He looks up, he shoots, and it's off the rim, no good.
Polk with the rebound.
By Polk.
We got a foul.
And he was fouled.
Yep.
And that, I think one of the officials was signaling jump ball, and the other official signaled foul.
Well, that was on.
You can't do that.
That's on Ronald Lucas. That's his second. No, it's his first. It's his first foul.
Seventh team foul, though.
Yep, no. So they 50 seconds left. They to shoot the bonus.
That's good.
Polk.
30 to 26 now. 51.5 seconds left. Polk stands, getting ready to shoot again.
That's his fourth. And
No good. Rebounded by Parker. Parker digs it across the timeline. Drives the baseline, puts his shoulder down, drives, shoots, no good, rebounded.
That was Lucas.
Ronald Lucas.
Back to two.
36 seconds left to go.
So 3 second difference in the shot clock and the game clock.
So they definitely want to take as much time as they can off the clock. They're passing around the outside.
Yeah, Crawford.
Crawford's holding it, just taking his time.
He'll wait the clock run down. It'll only be several seconds left. He's got to move now because they've got to come out on him.
He did. He brings it down, drives the line, dishes it back out to the outside.
Harris.
Now let's see. The J.P. DiLorenzo shoots three. No good. Rebounded. Nice pass down the lane.
Yeah.
And
right,
falls right in the hands of Carter Benjamin, number five, who lays it in.
Ben
and
Carter.
We are tied. Tied 30-30 at the end of the first half of play. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Xfinity Center, where the Oakdale Bears are tied after leading as much as 10 points with the Lake Clifton Lakers. Ed Lulley here with Steve Nibbs. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors, Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing.
Yeah, Oakdale had it going early on, had the momentum. Colin Schley knocking down the threes, getting those second shots inside, rebounding very well. And then, of course, you know teams that
adjust,
and then they make runs. And that's exactly what Lake Clifton did here in the second quarter, closing minutes. Chopped the 10-point lead down to where they're even. And that's, I'll tell you what, I've been very impressed with Michael Gray.
Yeah.
How he's played.
And he's the leader.
He's the leader of that team.
No question. He's got 11
scorer.
Points. Yeah.
He's the leading scorer. Carter plays, well, Harid, I guess it's the coach's son, outstanding player. He's done well inside. On the other side, Oakdale with the leading scorers are DiLorenzo with 8, Schley has 9. But they'll adjust. They have to adjust. They weren't hitting their shots. Clifton went back to his zone. And if you don't make your shots, you've got position now to get the rebound. So they weren't getting those second and third shots as they were early on.
What do you think about the play of Drew DiGiorgio?
Drew DiGiorgio does a great job of handling the ball and dishing it. And you know, if he scores, that's great. But he knows his role is to play that tough defense and then be the general out there on the floor, make penetration. If he gets to the bucket, fine. But he's looking to dish it and pass it.
I thought he did a great job. I was very impressed with him.
He does that. He's been doing that all year for them, and that's why he's in that position. Schley is Schley. I mean, he's just an outstanding athlete and then can shoot the ball from anywhere. DiLorenzo now has come on late in this part of the season.
He's good too.
Yeah, DiLorenzo's been knocking down points for them as of late and being in scoring double figures more. So he's been a big plus. Yes,
we can't forget Polk.
Polk and French do. You know, they're doing a good job down underneath, and there's a real battle going on down there with Reed and Lucas for them, and Polk and French for Oakdale.
Tied game, but we haven't seen any of the height that we saw practicing in the beginning.
Well, those kids haven't got on the floor yet.
Yeah, they haven't gotten there. And wow, I mean, there must be a reason.
Well, you know, coach feels that they're not the caliber of players that he has starting, and they certainly are excellent ball players.
We've got a tied game here. But all right, they're coming back on to start practicing, so we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Xfinity Center, where the Oakdale Bears are tied with the Lake Clifton Lakers 30-30. Ed Looley with Steve Nibbs. We got to see some really good games so far this year.
Indeed we have, and certainly this one's no exception. Both teams playing very well and having their runs, and now we start right at where we started from at the beginning, tied up.
I thought it was interesting that Colin Schley missed a three-pointer, was an air ball. Didn't stop him, though. Like 2 minutes later, he shoots another. It's all net from three-point range. We've seen some pretty good play, and the athleticism, everything is contested for when there's a rebound. It is looks like a scrum down there. It looks like very, very dangerous. Bodies flying every which way. Lots of hands reaching out to knock the ball aside, block shots. Very impressive on both teams.
Indeed, it has been. I think Drew DeSario has three. I think he's the only one in foul trouble for Oakdale. I may be wrong. I think Hareed may have three for Blake Clifton. We'll see.
Getting ready to start the
Oakdale will be
second
down.
Half. And yeah, Oakdale's going to have the J.P. DiLorenzo's inbound.
Hit it down on our end of the floor.
Right in front of us. I could almost reach out and touch him. And here we go for the second half of play.
Looks like each team has their original starting five.
And
on
they
the floor.
Do. J.P. DiLorenzo gives it to Drew DeSario, brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Parker. And then it's the outside to Colin Schley. Colin Schley drives the baseline, loses the handle, and knocked
nice
out. A nice pass by Michael Gray, but it was knocked out by Polk going down the court. But that's still going to be Lake Clifton ball inbounding from the sideline. And that's going to be Chauncey Smith getting it in. He throws it back across the timeline to Parker. Parker brings it across the timeline, gets it down to Michael Gray on the right-hand top, who shoots a long three-pointer, hits the front of the basket, bounces back out, rebounded eventually by Oakdale.
That was Lucas on the rebound.
DeSario gets it.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, Gray's Michael Gray's all over the floor.
He tried to get it down to Noah Polk down in the corner. But Michael Gray got a handle and knocked it out of bounds. Inbounds to Schley. Schley, turnaround jumper, makes it 32-30, 7:17 left to go in the third period of play.
That was a nice fadeaway by Colin Schley.
Parker for the Lakers brings it down across the timeline, trying to set something up. He gives it to Gray down in the left-hand corner. It's dished back out to Parker, and then Benjamin Carter.
Oof.
Two points. That was close. Tie game again. 32-32 with 6:55 left to go. Drew DeSario brings it across. He then gets it into Noah Polk. Polk gets it back out to Chase French, who gets it back to J.P. DiLorenzo. Now Colin Schley has the top of the key. They're just really guarding in that. Colin Schley shoots a jump shot, no good. They packed that.
Yeah, a little too strong there by Colin.
They packed under the basket.
Wow, coast to coast. Stephen Parker.
Parker just brings it down, drives the lane, and easily one-handed getting it in. So it's a tie game again. Lakers ahead by two. 34-32. Colin Schley is down on the outside. He dishes it off to Polk, and Polk makes a three-pointer. All net.
That's how you do it.
35-34 with 5:57 left to go in this third period. Parker brings it across the timeline. He's being guarded by J.P. DiLorenzo. They get it off to number four. No good three-point shot. J.P. DiLorenzo dishes it down the court to Colin Schley, who gets an easy layup on the fast break. 5:33 left to go. 3-point lead now for the Bears. Parker has it at the top of the key. He dishes it off to Chauncey Smith. Smith almost loses it. He does, but it bounces into the hands of Michael Gray. Gray drives, trips. Falling down. He lifts the ball up into the air with his left hand, and it goes in.
Holy moly, how did he make that shot?
36-37. Drew DeSario drives the baseline. He's fouled. No call. Maybe he wasn't.
Oh, nice
what
pass.
A backhanded pass. backhanded it into French Chase, who was driving it, and he's fouled.
Nice.
And that's going to be a shooting foul.
That was a nice no-look.
Who was the
no-look pass
on?
By Pope. The second foul, whoever it is.
First shot's good. Bears 38, Lakers 36.
Colin Schley takes a breather.
Colin Schley takes a seat.
And Lisa Crawford in. Armand Harid in now for Lake Clifton.
Second shot's good. 39-36, three-point lead for the Bears. Parker's bringing it across the timeline.
Oakdale in a man-to-man defense.
They get it off to Harid to the outside. Michael Gray gets it back to Parker. He dishes it into the inside, back out to Parker again. Parker's trying to set a play up. Closely guarded.
It's Carter.
He's not afraid to shoot. Drives the baseline.
Ooh.
He's fouled.
Chase French.
And that's Chase French. I think that's his second.
Yep. He's got two. And
oh, and only lists one up there.
Yep.
First shot is good for Benjamin Carter, number five for the Lakers. He comes to the foul line, dribbles twice, shoots all net. 38-39, one-point game, and now full court press. And it's beaten by a nice pass to J.P. DiLorenzo, who lays it in, no good, falls to the outside, rebounded by French, nope, and he's fouled.
Boy.
Chase French really fought for that ball. Managed to get it, and when he was going back up for the shot, he was fouled. Could you hear who the foul was on? First shot by French, all net. 40-38.
Looks like Harris coming in for Oakdale.
4:15 left to go in the third period. Chase French dribbles twice, shoots, all net. 41-38. Now Parker brings it across the timeline for the Lakers, trying to set up something. Takes it to the outside. Looks like he's going to drive the baseline, but then thinks better of it. Kicks it back out to Harid. Harid takes a three-point shot, and that's good.
Wow.
We're like 2 feet beyond a three-point shot, and we're all tied up. 41-41 with 3:55 left to go in the third period.
That's the coach's son. Just look at him and you can tell.
Yeah, you can. Drew Jezerio gets it off to number 11. Oh, that was almost no good.
And a foul on Michael.
And that's going to be on Gray.
Yep.
Was rebounded by Lusa Crawford.
Yep.
And Gray went in and fouled him. Colin Schley's back in again.
That may be his first, yeah.
And let's see who's getting a rest. That's
going to
be Chase French. Could be inbounded. And it is
Crawford. Oh,
Crawford.
Stolen.
And then bad pass.
Yep.
Michael Gray drives the whole way down the lane, lays it in. Lakers 43, Bears 41. 3:30 left to go in the third period. Drew Jezerio has the ball. Gets it into Musa.
Crawford.
Five, Crawford. And J.P. DiLorenzo drives the baseline and shoots and gets fouled. I think that's going to be shooting two.
There's a Harid. That may be his third or fourth. Fourth. That's four on him.
Harid's got to take a seat. That was
yep.
on him. Oh, that's a tough break for
yep.
the Lakers.
Yes, it is. He
He's
hadn't
one
gone
of the best
yet.
Players. He hasn't gone. Nope. There he goes.
DiLorenzo.
He's going to be substituted by Chauncey Smith. And Kevin Harris takes a seat. J.P. DiLorenzo shooting. tied up, 43-43. Parker for the Lakers brings it across the timeline, starts to drive the baseline. No good. Gets it back out to Parker at the top of the keys. Again starts to drive. Too much defense. Can't get it. And then number five drives the lane, spins, and shoots. No good. DiLorenzo gets the pass. No good. Shoots. No good. Number five. Oh, what a great move.
Ben Carter.
That's Benjamin Carter drives the lane. They get it all the way down with a quick pass to Noah Polk. Back out to Colin Schley. Drew Cesario has it top of the key. DiLorenzo gets it back out. Spin shot, no good. Rebound.
Lucas.
Lakers.
That was Lucas on the rebound.
There Parker goes. Drives the lane, shoots, and it's blocked by number 23, Noah Polk.
Yep, he'll get two shots here.
Oh, that was a foul? Okay. Yeah. And it's officially a foul. When I get that nod from Steve Nibbs, that's officially a foul.
He got him. He got him.
No question about it.
He got the ball, too. They've got, he got him with the body.
They've got a two-point lead. Parker's first shot is no good. Second shot. No good. And it was off the back.
Wow. They say it's off Schley. I don't know about that.
I don't think so. It certainly was not an intentional not to get it out.
Well, like get possession of the ball.
Chauncey Smith had it. Back to Benjamin Carter. Spins and shoots, but he walked.
Well, if they missed that first one, they made it up with that call.
You saying that was a makeup call? Are there such things? Colin Schley has it. He brings it up to the timeline, guarded by Michael Gray. That's been a pretty good matchup,
yes,
too.
Yes, indeed.
Colin Schley loses the handle. It goes out of bounds.
Stepped on the line.
Yeah. Chauncey Smith had it for the Lakers, but loses it. Trailing by 2 points. Drew Cesario brings it in. Kicks it back out. Now Colin Schley has it at the top of the key. Looks for a play. Drew Cesario drives the lane. Kicks it back out. Noah Polk kicks it back out to JP.
DiLorenzo.
And was that a three?
Yep. 1 point.
46-45 Bears. 1:38 left to go in the third period. It has been a very good basketball game. Michael Gray has it. Drives the lane.
And
over the top, he made the basket, and he's going to get another shot. That was over the back.
Well, he makes things happen.
That's on Crawford. That's his third?
So no, it's his first, but the team third. Blake Clifton has 14 fouls. Oakdale has three.
Chase French comes in for him.
Michael Gray.
Michael Gray at the top of the key shoots all net. And that's going to be 48-46 with 1:29 left to go and a timeout. I think the timeout was called by the Lakers.
Yes, it was.
I think it's the first timeout we've had in the game, isn't it?
I think so.
I mean, it has been going fast and furious. A few times in the beginning of the game, I was waiting for a timeout, and they never called one.
Michael Gray really leading this team. Lake Clifton, he has 18 points right now.
A great athlete.
And Carter, Gray has 7 points so far in the third quarter. Carter has six. Schley, leading scorer for Oakdale right now with 13. And Lorenzo, DiLorenzo has 13 as well. For Oakdale.
Inbounded by Chase French. He gets it to Drew Cesario. Cesario, number three, brings it up the timeline, being guarded by Parker. Still hasn't crossed the timeline. You better get across quickly. He does. That's something I haven't seen called in a while. He dishes it back out to Colin Schley. Schley dribbles the ball, tries to find a way to get it in, pitches it back out to Drew Cesario, kicks it way back out all the way to J.P. DiLorenzo. DiLorenzo brings it in. gives it back to Desario, tries to dish it in, lose the ball. What a play. Oh, almost an incredible play by Drew Desario. Rebounded by Carter.
Blocked by Pope. What a block.
Pope gets it. J.D. DiLorenzo has it, drives the lane, loses the handle on the ball, manages to kick it back out to Noah Pope.
And foul on Gray.
And 40.2 seconds left to go. Oakdale fans thought that was a flagrant foul. And Drew Desario is going to be inbound to get full court press right now. J.P. DiLorenzo has it, being guarded by Chauncey Smith. He kicks it out to the outside. Noah Polk has it. Polk gets it back to Drew Desario. He gets it to the outside, back to Desario again. They're holding the clock.
Yep, only 12 seconds left
on the shot clock. 13 seconds left in the third period.
They better go now.
Drew Desario's got
4 seconds.
He drives, shoots,
no good.
But, okay, yeah, no foul called.
Well, of course, Oakdale feels there should have been a foul, and so is Coach Conley, but none.
2-point lead with 3 seconds left to go in the first half. Now they go to full court press.
Coach Conley gets
it. Chauncey gets it in to Parker. Parker spins, shoots.
Oh, my.
And that counts.
Yes.
Just at the buzzer. 50-46, 4-point lead for the Lakers at the end of the third period.
Running right-hander. Holy cow, what a shot.
50-46, Lakers leading the Bears. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Any basketball. Maryland Terrapins basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Xfinity Center at University of Maryland. Steve Nibbs and Ed Lulley, and we're watching a great game. The Bears have led most of the game, but right now they've fallen to a 4-point deficit, 50-46, about to start the final and fourth period. We're in the 2A semifinal. Whoever wins this goes on to play the championship game.
That'll be the winner of East North Carolina and River Hill.
Chauncey Smith is going to be inbounding at the half-court side right in front of us. He gets it to Parker. Parker crosses the timeline. They're going the Lakers going from our right to our left now. They're in the white jerseys. Oakdale's in the black jerseys. Michael Gray has it at the top of the key. He's being guarded by Colin Schley. Shoots a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Colin DiLorenzo. Quick pass down to, oh, what a block. Quick pass down to Schley. Spins, tries to shoot, but the shot's blocked. Chauncey Smith shoots a three-pointer, no good.
Schley
gets it. I mean, what composure. Gets it,
yes.
Starts driving and looking. J.P. DiLorenzo shoots, and then Schley gets the rebound and backs it off the glass. And they really fought for that.
Timeout, Coach Reed.
Timeout, Coach is not happy.
No, he's not.
For some reason, they're upset with Michael Gray. I don't know why.
They might have been the one, and they really shouldn't have taken that three. That might have not been a greatest shot to take at that time. And that they're making it easier for Oakdale. But of course, Schley just finds a way to get there and gets the ball.
Schley's playing over the...
He's got 15 points now.
And he is just flying across the court.
I think Coach Reed got his point across to these young men.
Well, somebody took a seat. And they now have Ronald Lucas, I believe, is in there now.
You got Lucas, Gray, Carter, Parker, and Chauncey Smith.
Parker brings it in with a two-point lead. 7:05 left to go in the game.
Oakdale now in a 1-3-1 zone with
Parker Schley. Gets it off to Gray at the top of the key.
Schley at the top of the key.
And they're nice. Being double-teamed and stolen by Colin Schley. Unbelievable. I don't know. He's falling down and he's still dribbling the ball. I don't know how he does that.
I don't either. He finds a way.
And that's another foul on the Lakers against Schley. And they're going to say he was in the act of shooting, I believe.
Yes.
So he's got a chance of making this tie game again. First shot away, and it's good. Congratulated by his teammates.
Now Reed coming back in with 6 minutes. Coach taking a chance with his son.
Four fouls.
Michael Gray gets to sit down, get a breather. But I think they really need him on the floor.
Colin Schley with his next shot. That's good, too. It's a tie game again. 50-50 with 6:49 left to go here in the game. Parker brings it across the timeline. You can hear the Oakdale fans behind us. He's being guarded by Schley. Taking his time.
Oakdale.
Gets it to the outside.
Oakdale's packed in with his own. They're going to force him to shoot outside.
And Reed had it, and now Parker drives the lane, spin, shoots, no good. Rebounded by Chauncey Smith.
Reed,
nice shot. That was only a two, though.
Yep.
52-50. And now Colin Schley has it. Drew Desario has it, drives, kicks it back out.
Almost bad pass there. Boy, they got lucky. Bounced off a poke.
He composes the team, calms them down. And now it's back to the outside. Colin Schley with a three, no good, in and out.
He got a foul.
And that's going to be a foul, I believe.
A poke.
Number 23, Noah Pope. Not a shooting foul, though.
No, that's only the 15th foul for Oakdale.
Armin Harid brings it in. He's playing with four fouls. You're right, that's kind of risky. 5:47 left to go in the game. All tied up. No, excuse me, Lakers 2-point lead. Kick it out to the outside. Benjamin Carter gets it to Harid. Armand Harid drives. Stops, shoots, no good, rebounded by French. He's looking for somebody to take it from him. Drew Desario has it now at the outside, trying to set up a play.
Uh-oh.
He gets Colin Schley for a three. He got position, but it's an air ball. Rebounded by the Bears. Oh, what, fighting under the basket. Lots of opportunity for fouls to be called. No basket, no fouls.
Nope.
And the fans aren't happy about it. We can hear that. Armand Harid brings it in. 5:09 left to go.
Coach Conley letting the officials know that's the second call you missed.
Parker gets it back out to Harid. Armand Harid, coach's son, we believe. He's taking his time looking for a play. Drives to the top, dishes it back out.
Almost stolen by Schley.
Yeah, Schley's right on top of him. Gets it back down to Smith. Parker has it now at the outside.
Better get a shot.
Three-point shot by Harid. No good. Rebounded. No good. Rebounded finally by J.P. DiLorenzo. Double team. He gets it to Drew. Colin Schley has it, shoots. Oh, what a nice shot, but it's no good.
In and out. In and out.
Schley had that, took it the whole way. Parker gets an easy pass and blocked. What a play.
Lucas with the bucket.
Lucas follows that shot up. It was missed with a great defensive play. And now Colin Schley has the outside four-point lead now for the Lakers.
Less than four left.
Get it to the outside.
That's Polk. Foul line.
No good. No Lucas. Rebound. Parker has it again. 3:44. They need to stop here.
Yes, they do.
Parker Well, you can see these players are tired on both teams.
Yes, indeed.
Shot clock down to 17.
Almost stolen. Wow.
Travel, no call.
What a shot. By Carter.
Wow. Offhand shot moving sideways, and that makes it a six-point game.
Timeout by Coach Conley.
Who's not happy.
Now he's a little frustrated because of a couple calls that he felt should have been made weren't. Two times, he says. Official give him an explanation. I don't know if that's going to satisfy him, but.
It didn't. He's not happy.
No.
Oakdale will inbound, trailing by six, with 3:15 left to go in the game. A game that has gone back and forth, although they had a 10-point lead at one point in the first quarter.
And then since then, it's been back and forth till here in the last couple minutes where Lake Clifton has now extended the lead to six. But, boy, what some great basketball here in this game.
Oh, really? Some incredible. That one shot by...
how they make so many shots.
Benjamin Carter took his left hand behind the back, moving away from the basket, under the basket, pretty much full speed run, and tossed it up as he was about to lose control, and it just went right in. I mean, it was amazing.
Michael Gray, that one time, almost has fallen to the floor. Let it go off the glass, goes in. Unbelievable. So here we go.
3:15 left to go to find out who goes to the championship game.
Michael Gray back in for the Lakers.
Now they're doing a full court press, trying to stop him from getting the inbound pass. And Drew Jezerio gets it across the timeline. He's being guarded by Parker. JP gets it to Colin Schley. Schley gets it to the outside, back to Drew. Drew starts to drive, stops. Nice pass.
Yes. They forgot about
Chase French, who delays it in.
They forgot about him. He snuck down underneath.
Four-point game again.
They switched, and they didn't make this full switch.
Parker has it. Michael Gray has it the outside. Parker has it again to the top. He's being double-teamed. He dishes it off to Michael Smith.
Michael Gray.
Oh, Gray got it from the outside.
What a player he is.
Back to a six-point game.
Michael Gray. Wow.
Drew Jezerio has it. Gets it off to Chase French.
There goes Schley.
Schley drives and puts it in.
Got a good screen there from French.
Point game. 2:18 left to go. We're at the point now where they're going to have to start fouling. Parker taking his time. Run that clock down. 2:07 left to go. 23 on the second on the shot clock. Hareed has it. Picked up his dribble. Almost stolen.
Up. Timeout, coach.
Timeout, smart Hareed. Timeout.
Yep.
16 seconds on the shot clock. 1 minute, 58 seconds left to go in the game. And we have 4 points separating them. 58 for the Lake Clifton Lakers. 54 points for the Bears. 58, 54. Just goes back and forth and back and forth.
You may see. And while they can't be matching baskets here, they got to get a stop and cut the lead to two.
Three would help a lot.
You got to cut the lead to two or one on this next possession. If Lake Clifton does score, now we're back to six, and then now they got
to. The Lakers can't afford to lose the ball. If they turn the ball over, the Bears are right back. 4 points is not insurmountable with 2 minutes left to go in the game.
No, indeed. Not the way these two teams are playing.
Often when you get last 2 minutes in, suddenly it becomes foul shot land.
Well, and later on, under a minute, I'd say if the lead is stretched out, yes, then you start fouling. And of course, Lake Clifton's got to be concerned. Coach got to be concerned. Make sure that his son doesn't get that fifth foul. Because he's been a key
really
here
has.
For him.
He's going to be inbounding.
Yep.
Armand Hareed, number 11. He gets it back into Parker. Parker's going to bring it across the timeline. 13 seconds left on the shot clock.
Oakdale back to a man-to-man defense.
Parker,
they better
the
get a shot off. They got 6 seconds.
5-4. Armand Reed takes a three. No good. Rebounded.
Now, Oakdale come down.
Polk has it. Gets it to Drew Jezerio. Jezerio drives. Kicks it back out to Colin Schley.
Almost stolen. They got a call on Schley.
That was a terrible call.
Wow.
Schley was fouled. No call.
Wow.
And the fans are not happy about it.
That's his third. Colin didn't take a foul either. That was a big call there, Ed.
Now they're going to try to bring some pressure on him to get the ball.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Parker has it. He's being double teamed now. He doesn't pick up his dribble until the timeline. Almost knocked out of bounds by Schley. Michael Gray has it and brings it back out. He's just trying to keep away at this point. Parker, Armand, Pat Reed spins and shoots and makes the basket. Makes it a 6-point game with 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go. The Bears need a three badly.
That would help. They don't need a turnover.
And they need it quickly.
Here's his. And
no good. Schley tried to make it.
And he's fouled by Gary Lorenzo.
There's actually, that's probably a good foul.
Oh, yes. But that's a read again on the boards.
And you can see some jubilant fans over there for the Lake Clifton Lakers. They are just delighted with what's going on.
They're
going
to get pressure here in the backcourt, see if they can get a steal.
They want to see their team go on to that championship game, and they are 52 seconds away from doing it. And now Coach Connolly wants a timeout. I thought that was a shooting foul. It wasn't.
No. And they got one more left before they get to the bonus. Well, that was a big call down here.
Well, they had three or four non-fouls.
That foul on Schley. Wow.
Because he was hacked going to the basket.
I didn't see that.
And the ball came out.
Yeah. That's a tough call because that gave it back to Lake Clifton, and they converted.
Deeply in conversation down there, but I don't know what that means. It could mean how unfair everybody's being to them about all the great calls they've made. Or it could be we might have missed a call there, guys. They try really hard to do a good job.
Colin Schley right now has 19 points. And Michael Gray for Lake Clifton has 20. That was a good three. I mean, that's you certainly want that ball in his hands, Colin Schley, when you need a three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we were hoping that one would go down. Just back.
35 seconds on the shot clock. That's what they want.
Yeah, 52
being
seconds left in the
closely inbounded, Armand Harid. Schley is on top of him, and he's immediately gets it into Parker, who's fouled.
Coach trying to say we stepped out of bounds first.
He was close.
Yeah, he was.
I can say that.
Now we're shooting 1-1.
51 seconds left to go, and now we're in the 1-1.
Parker,
number two, is at the free throw line.
This is where you make things.
This is where you finish.
You finish the game by making these foul shots. 1-1. Oakdale trying to get him.
Shots up. All net.
That's what you do.
7-point game. 51 seconds left to go. Parker's going to get the next shot. That's good too. Schley gets the ball in.
They're gonna need some threes here, Ed.
They are. And Schley's gonna take the first one.
Boom.
And it's good. Timeout, Coach Connolly.
There you go. There's one.
57-62. 5-point game.
43 seconds left.
He was at least 4 feet outside the three-point line. I didn't understand why they had him inbounding. I would have had him down the other end of the court for the three, but.
Wow, outstanding
shot
there.
Maybe they thought that was easier to get him open that way. I don't know.
Either way, he made it.
43 seconds left to go.
And it gives him It gives Colin Schley 22 points. They could use another one. They've got two possession game left here, Ed.
He was their athlete of the month a while ago, but that was for his football play.
Coach Conley still in the, talking to the officials. Keep your eyes on, you know, watch this, watch that.
Armand Harid trying to get it in. Colin Schley's on him. He tries. He's taking time. He had to call a timeout.
Good thinking. Smart. Got to maintain possession. Good defense there by Oakdale. Get a steal here, get a bucket, now you're on down three. That's what you want to do. You don't want to kick it back out and try the three right now. You go ahead and if you steal
it,
get it in.
Well, it depends where you steal it.
If you steal it close in, that's what they're looking to do.
Or they try to get an inbound further and you pick the pass off and then shoot the three.
Now,
we'll take it either way.
You got to get one. You got to get one.
We don't care. Three
get
or two here. We
get
want
a bucket.
One of them.
You need a basket. Call a timeout. Now you're only down three. It's easier to make that to get that two than if you miss that three, now you're still down five. You know, so it just and the it's a less tough shot, less tougher shot when you're in close rather than that 3-point play. But here we go, backcourt pressure again.
Armand Harid bringing it in, number 11, closely guarded by Colin Schley. And then he traveled. There he goes. No, he stepped on the line.
Yep.
That was Parker. So there's your turnover. 41.2 seconds left to go.
They were all yelling over there on the bench that he stepped on the line. The referee saw it.
And Schley has it stolen. And is that a foul or a jump ball?
The referee has his arm up. He's going to call a foul. That's his fourth.
That's on Schley.
Tough pass. Had a chance right there. Didn't
he lost control. Yeah, well, it's pressure, too, by the defense.
Yep. That. Here they work so hard.
And this is a shooting foul,
yep.
As we know.
Bonus.
And
one-on-one.
It's going to be
Carter.
Benjamin Carter.
Again, 1-on-1.
That makes it 63-57.
That's what you're supposed to do, Ed. Down the stretch.
6-point game. Yeah, absolutely.
Tough break for Oakdale. Boy, they made work so hard to get that turnover over
and
there.
And they did.
And they turned it right back over.
And the next shot is up. And it's good, too. 7-point game again. Drew Cesario brings it across the timeline, drives the baseline, tries to get it to DiLorenzo, what an effort.
It's fouled.
It came off his knee. He started to fall. He managed to grab the ball. He started to shoot, and he got fouled as he shot.
I think that's on Harid. That's his fifth.
It is. He's out of the game.
Now, that's 1-on-1 now for Oakdale. Still 28 seconds left in the ball game. Chauncey Smith.
Pretty good player.
Yes, he's in for Harid.
J.P. DiLorenzo at the foul line, shooting two. He can cut it to a 5-point game. First shot bounced around, and finally went in. 6-point game. Second shot's up, and it's all net. That's good. They got an inbound now.
Need another turnover.
Smith gets it in, and he's fouled. Okay, there's a foul, but I don't know who it's called on. Okay, now I know.
You know, I understand why the fans are upset, because he used that form and extended it through there.
He did. So we're back at the foul line, not wasting a lot of time. 27.4 seconds, but a familiar face at the foul line.
Ben Carter.
Benjamin Carter, who's been very good. And that's all net. He's definitely not who you wanted to foul, though.
No, but you, that was a tough call there. Oof. I don't know.
59-65, six-point game. And that's good. Didn't want to go in, but it did. Colin Schley inbounds it. Gets it to Drew Desario. Blocking foul. Called on...
Musa Crawford. Wow. I think they called a blocking because he didn't hit him square when he came through. He hit him on the side.
And I think that's the game.
Yeah. Stolen. Crawford.
And it's good.
Timeout.
5-point game with 19.8 seconds. Just when you thought it was over.
Oakdale fights your tooth and nail right
come
to the
back.
Very end.
Yeah. Well, if they could get two steals and two threes, they'd be ahead.
Terry Conley trying to make his case. all good coaches do. Now they need to back to that, get a bucket as quickly as they can. I don't know how many timeouts. Let's see.
I can't tell looking at that scoreboard.
Each team has one left.
I think that's true. 10 fouls on the Bears. 7 fouls on the Lakers. I'll tell you, it has been a lot of fun watching this game. Not so much fun for the Oakdale Bears right now, though.
Well, very simple. Oakdale needs another great play here on the inbounds.
Well, they just had one.
Yep, so they need another.
If they can do it again. But time is their enemy.
Yep. Nobody on the inbound pass. They're going to double team whoever gets the ball.
Parker got it.
Almost stolen.
Up. Oh, they got it back. They get it down to Michael Gray. And Gray lays it in. That's going to be the game. Brought around by Crawford.
It's a three.
No good for the Bears. Down to 2 seconds. And that's going to be the game. And that is the game. At the end of the fourth quarter of play, it's the Oakdale Bears 61, Lake Clifton Lakers 68. You've been listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Xfinity Center, where we just saw the Oakdale Bears lose a tough game. I thought they played their hearts out. They did pretty well, but they ended up on the short end of the score. I want to thank our sponsors again, Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. Steve, what do you think?
This, you got to give Lake Clifton credit for coming back like they did. There were some tough calls there at the end.
They went against
Oakdale, and that's, those guys never give up. They fight to the very end, and it was an opportunity, and then it always, the calls that were made came at the end, most an opportune time as far as they were concerned. It was a back-and-forth game, two outstanding teams for sure. It was just a tough break that it just didn't go Oakdale's way. Scoring wise, DiLorenzo ended up with 15, Schley had 22, Polk had 7, French had 9. Those were your leading scores for Oakdale. For Lake Clifton, you had Cray, who's quite a factor, 22. Carter had 19. He was very good in that second half, as far as I'm concerned. And the Suns, coach's son, Armand Harid, had 10, who made a difference as well. It was. Again, just unfortunately, we just last night yesterday afternoon, same thing with Thomas Johnson, the day after with Oakdale. We just couldn't bring it home. But two outstanding seasons for both these squads.
Frederick County Basketball has been brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball. The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team. The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend. Tune in again next time for the best in local high school sports action. Or find the podcast of this game on WFMD.com.